فیضان محبت. ٹائٹل از ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی. مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی، چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی، اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی، اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی. مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا، غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا، بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا، حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا، نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی، نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں، وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں، ملی ہے جس کو آہے سحرگاہی، ملی ہے جس کو آہے سحرگاہی. ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی، ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی. ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی. کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر، کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر، فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی، فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی. غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر، غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر، نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی، نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی. جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا، جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا، وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی، وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی, ملی اختر جس نسبت خدا کی, ملی اختر جس نسبت خدا کی, مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی, مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی. غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا, بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی, بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی. ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی, ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی, ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی. مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی, نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی. چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی, اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. The purpose of these ashar is not just poetry or to entertain, but it is really a complete bayan, and a bayan that has been made beautiful, that has been given in poetic form. Like you give somebody a present, you can give him just like that also. You put it in an envelope, you put it in a beautiful envelope, you put fragrance in the envelope. Now the same present, but now it has got so much more value to it. So bayan also, and bayan in poetic form. And Hazrat's poetry has been acknowledged by all poets of the world also. And then mashallah, Bhai Ajaz renders it also so beautifully. And the main thing that we take the lesson. So try and listen properly to what is being said in this poem, and that we try and bring it in our lives. Not that we have come for entertainment only, but that we take this lessons and we bring it in our lives and bring a change in our lives, inshallah. The title of this poem, Zara Dekho To Faiz-e Khanqahi. Look a little bit at the great benefits of the Khanqah. What faiz it has got, what benefits, what spiritual effulgence, spiritual benefit the Khanqah spreads. And we are very lucky, one good friend of us, a Maulana, or rather a student, who studied here, but he's now completing his studies in America, sent a beautiful text of Shami, which is a very big fatwa kitab, in which he has analyzed the word Khanqah. It is all Arabic, and what it is, from where it is taken, etc. We are just fixing it up. Then we will put it on the website, inshallah. And then we can see that Khanqah is not an Indian concept, but it is an Arab, and it is of the great fuqaha and great muftis who have acknowledged it. In the same kitab, and this we got from Hazrat in the Khanqah there, that the permission to make zikr loudly also is in the same kitab, Fatawa Shamiya. That also, inshallah, we'll put on the website and go through that, and we can see that how important the Khanqah is. It isn't some Indian concept. Some people very wrongly try and attribute all Khanqah activities to the Hindu yogis, that what they should do, etc., that it has been taken from there. Toba, toba. Our great Akabir and Aslaf were so particular of even bid'at, where they going to take from the Hindu yogis. This is all from our Akabir Aslaf, which leads up to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the virtues and the benefits of the Khanqah, Machadegi wo bahi me tabahi. Hazrat says that she or that guna will cause havoc. Machadegi wo bahi me. Bahi, all gunas relating to lust and sexual desires. So in your sexual desires, in your lust, that will cause great destruction. Havoc it will cause. What will cause this great havoc and destruction in this? There are two things that a person must make islah and correct. The sexual desires, lust which is naturally within a person, and the other, the desire for name and fame, to be somebody big, to have, people must acknowledge, people must praise, etc. By jahi, jah, respect, honor, that people must respect me. These are the two, all spiritual diseases, are broken down or then analyzed and fall in these two categories. Then they are different. They are from there. They are the different ones. One that is related with our sex and our lust, and the other that is related to our respect, honor. We want name. We want fame. We want praises. Those two things. So Hazrat is explaining that guna, that in your lustful desires, which will cause complete havoc. And it will destroy you. What will be that? Nakar e dost, hargiz, bad nigai. Oh my friend, and how with love. And this is Ahlullah. The sinner, they don't throw him away. They throw the sin away, not the sinner. A mother, her child has messed, and the whole body it has messed. And it is filthy and dirty. The mother won't throw the child away. The mother will throw the dirt away. Cleanse the child, and all that dirt the mother will throw away. And the mother loves the child even in that state, but she won't embrace the child. First she'll clean the child. Once the child is clean, she has put some powder also, some perfume also. Now she grabs him and embraces him. So just like that, when we have got filth and dirt on us, then we cannot be embraced also. So first take away that filth, all our gunas. Then we will readily be embraced. Allah draws us very close to Him then. So one thing, and so those people who are even sinners, Hazrat is referring to them as dost. They are still our friends, though they are sinners. But the sin is our enemy, and we must get rid of the sin. So Hazrat says, please, my dear friend, don't do bad nigahi, don't look at other women, don't look at strange women. And today's time on porn and all the filth and dirt that goes with it. And how sad that some of our friends are even involved in child porn. Hey, how terrible it is. Outwardly we like big buzurgs, etc. Topi, beard, everything. But in privacy, all this evil and dirt. Chatai par milega takhte shahi. Chatai, the grass mats, which is a simple, free, a very cheap commodity to sit on, not a 5-shield carpet, 7-shield carpet, not on big couches, but on that grass mat, which makes marks on your body. So there you will get takht-e-shahi, the throne of the king, you will get there. How will you get the king, the throne of the king, while sitting on grass mats? Agar hasil karo ishq-e-ilahi. If you just acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala, you will be a king in your simple clothing. You will be a king in your simple sitting on the grass mat. You haven't got a couch in your house. You haven't got a chair in your house. But you're on the grass mat. But if you've got the love of Allah, Allah has given you the throne of a king. Another disease which has to do with our jah, pride that we have. And the illegitimate child of pride is anger. It is a child of pride and an illegitimate child. So you can imagine how bad it is. A legitimate child is usually well looked after. Illegitimate child, how terrible you look at the child also. Not his guna, But you look always with a negative attitude at an ill. So anger is the illegitimate child of pride. غَدَبْ سَي تُو أَغَرْ مَغْلُوبْ هُوْغَى. If you will be overpowered by this illegitimate child of your anger, if anger overtakes you, if you are controlled by anger, then you are totally out of control of yourself. Anger is controlling you, and that anger is a terrible thing. Bakegi phir zuban wahi tabahi. Then the tongue will start speaking wahi tabahi, terrible, bad things, rotten things. I usually say that if there was a dictionary of swear words, vulgar language, a person in his anger, he uses such language which won't be in that dictionary also. And we get reports. How many reports we get? Sometimes children phone of the parents, the father. Sometimes the wife phone. Like that, we're so sweet and so nice. But when we're there at home and we lose our temper and how we carry on, they say we can't believe it. That this person is speaking all these terrible things. So this is when your anger overtakes you, then you don't even know what you are talking. In that anger, how many people have given in one time 3 talaqs to their wives? They destroyed themselves, destroyed that poor woman, destroyed the children also. Your whole life in misery after that. And how many people pulled the trigger in that anger? Went and get the gun, and just in that anger didn't know what they doing. How many just in that anger court cases for months and for years got jail sentences. Hey, what and what, all just in that anger. And if a person doesn't make dua, that is at least that now he's conscious, I must get my anger under control. He makes dua to Allah. Then he makes a positive, not only dua, you take medicine also. You take a positive step in that direction. And a person who is sincere, who wants to get his anger under control, it is no big deal. It isn't a terrible thing, but you must be sincere. I want to get my anger. And then the treatment that is given, don't think it's your humility and disgrace. Do what you have been told. And then you will see your anger will come under control, inshallah. The other type of guna Hazrat refers to, Haseeno se agar milna na chhora. If you don't stop your illicit relationships, flirting around with women, even just casually joking with them, even if it is just in the airport making a joke with the air hostess, you don't mean anything. Or with your secretary, your customer, your client, your patient, with anyone, you're just making jokes and you're meeting with them. So if you do that, and the worst is, if you have a serious illicit relationship, that is even worse. But even on the lighter side, just a light-hearted thing, you're mixing, and today many of us, we feel it's nothing wrong to mix with other women, make a joke with them. We don't mean anything. We're just making a joke, even on the telephone, etc. Just making a joke, etc. All that. If you don't give that up, Hazrat warns, Nahi poonchega darbari ilahi. You won't reach in the court of Allah Ta'ala. You won't become a friend of Allah. You will be blocked. Because of this guna of yours, it will cause you a blockage. And you won't be able to reach in the court and in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So what enjoyment you get here? Nothing. And you have been deprived of the special closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Because of this, just you're taking it very light and you're just joking and talking, but there you are being deprived of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. وَهِي پَوْنْشَا هِي دَرْبَارِ خُدَا مِهِ. That person has reached in the court of Allah, has become a close friend and close to Allah. Mili hai jisko ahi sehar gahi. That person who has been blessed with the ah, with the sigh, the deep sigh of sorrow, the deep sigh of pleasure, who at the time of tahajjud is busy talking to Allah Ta'ala. And that if you make tahajjud, what to say? But even just lying in your bed, if you can get up and make dua, how beautifully our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that all this you will get by asking Allah. And for that, Allah gave you your ready-made cup to beg from Allah Ta'ala. Beggars, you take their cup and they go around. You stop at the stop street. Robot, they come with their tin or with their some dish or something to beg with. These are professional beggars. They start 9 o'clock their job, they finish 5 o'clock. They got their hours also. And they got their locations also. They don't mix with the others. Everyone got his fixed place, his trading place. He trades there, another one trades there. And when they are finished, they go and cash up. That today how much we made, etc. So they they need that cup. And when they finish their job, 5 o'clock, they put it in a cupboard. They put it on a shelf, because now, tomorrow we'll take it again. So they are beggars, 9 to 5, or whatever the time is there, different times. But you are a beggar of Allah, 24-24. Every moment, and if only this reality can come into me, that I'm a beggar of Allah. I need Allah every split second. And every split second, in a million fields, directions, I'm in need of Allah. Every split second, my eyes, my brains, my heart, any one thing, little bit goes wrong, I got a problem. My house, my wife, my children, my car, everything, my country, everything. If it has to rain, big balls of ice now. If there has to be an earthquake, how lot don't we need Allah? So every moment, so this beggar is 24 hours the beggar of Allah. And if that reality comes, Abdiyat has come into you. And then for everything you'll turn to Allah. You'll beg of Allah Ta'ala. So when you are this type of a beggar, you need your cup to beg also 24 hours. You can't put your cup in a shelf, in a cupboard. So middle of the night also, Hazrat says, your eyes open, turn to Allah, beg of Him. If you can, make wuzu, make 2 rakats, at least tahajjud. If you can't do that, set up in your bed. And your cup is with you. Just put your 2 hands together and you got your cup ready. And if you can't do that, just while lying down also, turn to Allah, make dua to Him. So Allah Ta'ala has given, and it is for this reason, Hazrat Allahu Akbar explained to us that many a person cannot understand the wisdom of having the hands cut when a person steals. Hazrat explains it so beautifully that Allah gave you a royal cup to take from Him. And you can take from Allah, Allah is the giver. What is Allah short of? How much doesn't Allah give? And Allah told, ask me. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will give you. Now instead of that, you went and steal from somebody. And no matter how much you stole in dunya, it's such a small thing. And what was your muqaddar was fixed by Allah. That what amount you stole, that was also Allah was fixed it to. But you took it in the wrong way. You should take it from Allah, you should get it in the correct way. You went and take it in the wrong way. Now because you stole, now you are not fit for this royal cup. And the example of that Hazrat gives, that the state president, prime minister for example, what a position he holds, and how much is his salary. But the person who's selling potatoes on the street corner, he goes to him and he steals 2 potatoes and he puts it in his pocket. State president, and from the poor person who's selling tomatoes and potatoes, and you put that in your pocket. So when you stole, Allah gave you to take from him. You're a state president in the court of Allah. And you are staking from Allah. You went and take from the people. You are like stealing from that person some tomatoes, some onions. You went and steal 1, 2 from them. How low? So you are not fit for this royal cup now. So first we will cut the one hand. We take half of it away. And if you don't refrain, we will take the whole cup away also. Your other part of your hand. So we can understand how logical this punishment is in this life. That it's a royal gift Allah to take from the treasures of Allah directly. You and can take from here. So therefore, your cup then it starts to be taken away. So at the time of tahajjud, beg of Allah. Use it. If you can't, just in your bed, ask Allah Ta'ala. But beg of Him. That person gets the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Weherin kitne awliya bi. How many people who were far away from deen, they became great, great awliya. They were nothing in this world, but they became awliya. How? Zara dekho to faiz-e khanqai. Look at the faiz of the khanqa. People, Malik ibn Dinar was a regular, he was an alcoholic, but he became such a great. Fuzail ibn Iyaz was a highway robber. And he was a drinker also, alcoholic also. What he became? Khaja Aziz al-Hassan Sahib Majzoob rahmatullah alayh. He was a political man serving the British government in India when they were ruling, but contact with Maulana Thanwi, what he became. Dr. Abdul Hay Arif, he was a doctor, homeopath, but contact with Maulana Thanwi, the Sheikh of Mufti Rafi Usmani, the Sheikh of Mufti Taqi Usmani, and how many other people, just by contact, the Khanqa contact, people who were far from deen. There was no deen in their family also, but they became such great awliya. So this is the phase of the Khanqa. Hue hai rin kitne awliya bhi, zara dekho to phase, Khanqa phase Khanqai. Khula kya raaz sultane balkh par, what secret opened up to Ibrahim ibn Adham, a king of the vast country of Balkh, and a very just and pious king. He was pious, regular with his deen. But what secret opened up to him? Faqiri li hai, wadekar taj shahi. He prepared to become a faqir, a pauper, and he gave the crown of the kingdom away. Middle of the night, took off his robes, and he wore the simple blanket, sack of the faqir, of a buzurg, and he went in the jungles looking for Allah Ta'ala. And he found Allah Ta'ala, and Allahu Akbar. The jungle he went to, the first night, Allah sent biryani from Jannat for him. Because his sacrifice was so great. In the jungle there was another great buzurg also, who is a grass cutter. He should cut grass, and then go and sell the grass in those days. And then he should get enough money to buy two rotis. He should eat it, drink water, and that was sufficient for his day. And when this biryani came from Ibrahim ibn Adham, he made an objection to Allah, that I'm so many years here, I'm still just getting my simple dal chutney, chutney roti, that's I'm getting. And he just came today, and he's getting biryani. And biryani of Jannah, the aroma filled the whole jungle with that aroma. So Allah said, if you want to, go take your kuppa, your sickle, and cut grass and go and do your business again. He made dua to Allah, if you give me my two rotis, I will give up this job. I will just make your ibadat. You sacrifice the cutting of the grass, two rotis, you say. He sacrificed this kingdom. So how much jitni tumhari qurbani, utni Allah ki meherbani. How much you sacrifice, so much. So even those people who got a lot of lust and desire, how much you'll sacrifice, it doesn't go unnoticed by Allah. So much Allah will give you his wilayat. A person who has got little bit of desire, he sacrifices it. Some people, they don't really have any desire. They deprived of that. So they sacrifice that, it isn't a big... But those who really have desire, and they really are strong, and they want to do all guna, and they sacrifice, Allah gives them according to that also. And even in your dunya, whatever your position is, you sacrifice that for Allah, Allah gives you so much in return again. Ghiza is nafse sarkash ki to kam kar, and lessen the food of this nafs of yours which is disobedient. Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi explained, when a person is ill also, he must lessen his food, because your food is going to make that illness strong. So treat it by less food. And yeah, it means actually food that we eat, but it also means looking at other women. That is also the food of the nafs. Looking for name and fame, pride, people must praise me. That's also the food of the nafs. So lessen this food of the nafs. Make the nafs weak. If you're going to make the nafs strong, and you're not giving your ruh food, no zikr, no tilawat, no namaz, your nafs is strong, your nafs is going to overpower. So make the food of this nafs less. And also actual food also. Control your food. Na kha har roz zalim murgho mahi. And zalim refers to a close friend who has done wrong, but he's your friend, you like him, but he has done wrong. So don't eat every day chicken and fish. In other words, don't eat luxurious food every day. Eat simple food moreover. Sometimes visitors come, then you prepare, you eat at that time. But normally, the rich food, many of the students who come who have these problems, who are connected with sexually related problems, they have masturbation, all this type of things. Amongst the other advices I give them, that to see your food you eat. and take away food. They put such ingredients to cultivate this desire. They want evil to take place. So when you eat that food, takeaways, etc., junk food, your desires will grow more. If you eat even home food, but you're having chicken, if chicken is hot. Fish is hot also. Beef is even more hot. So eat simple, eat vegetables. Eat simple food that will control you. Then amongst other things, don't sit with friends who are talking about girls all the time and who are talking about all bad things. That also influences you. Don't look at magazines. Don't look today on the cell phone, on the internet, on all the filth. All these things arouses the passions and desires. You control all that, and if you can keep roza also after that, then see, inshallah, your nafs will come under control. So the food is also a very vital thing. Today, generally, we can't do without chicken. Ramzan is coming now. All the women for their white meat, fillets, all the time. So this increases your desires all the time. Even in Ramzan, if you can, then we have simple food. Cut down on all these things, and inshallah, you will see how much it will benefit you. If you're going to eat all this rich food, your desires have to be there. What you're going to do? You are fueling the flame. You're adding fuel to the flame, which is burning, which everyone has got, and you're eating all this. So we should try and control that. It is very, very important. Jo ahle dil ki sohbat mein rahega. There is again another way of getting the closeness of Allah, staying amongst the lovers of Allah. And this is the thing we also say. In summer, put the fan on, put the aircon on. In winter, put the heater on. We tell our children also, see, your company is very important. Don't mix with bad boys. Don't mix with bad girls, we tell our daughters, because that's going to have an influence. So if you stay amongst Ahlullah, then the love of Allah will come. Automatically it will come. Wahi paayega bas ishq ilahi. That person will find the love of Allah just by sitting in the company of those people. Mili akhtar jisse nisbat khuda ki. Hadrat says, I've seen my experience. Who got this nisbat connection with Allah Ta'ala? Mitadi usne bahi aur jahi. That connection of Allah, that connection completely annihilated your bahi, your lustful gunas. They were suppressed now. They were pressed down. And jahi also, for gunaim, fame, the sincerity automatically came once you got nisbat with Allah. So this is what is this path of suluk, that you make your tazkiyah and you get connection with Allah, then you will be under control. And a beautiful explanation of this is, which we heard from Hadrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, that the ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. Conquerors, when they enter a city, a country, they destroy it. They destroy their opposition. Whoever now, it's our country, we have entered, we are the conquerors. So the previous government who can again build up their party, build up their support and fight us, they get rid of them. Put them in jail or kill them. So when Allah conquers your heart, then all Allah's opposition, this bahi and jahi, that your desires, your lustful gunas, Allah destroys them, puts them in jail, they are under control. And your jahi, that you are named, fame, people must talk about you, people must praise you, Allah destroys them also. So all you do, get nisbat, get Allah in your heart. And then Allah will conquer all his enemies. He will dispose of them and get rid of them. And the other side is also true. If you don't do that, and shaitan is in control of in the heart, his opposition, your namaz, he will destroy your namaz. He will destroy your ikhlas. He will destroy your taqwa. All his enemies, these are his, he will destroy them. And he'll control your heart. And if shaitan controls your heart, what will happen to you? So all you do, and how many things Hadrat has shown in this poem, by which we can get connection with Allah Ta'ala. Get up to Hajj time, control your eyes, don't commit guna. All these things, how many Hadrat has made? Just bring those in your life, you got connection with Allah. And Allah will destroy shaitan and all his agents, Allah will get rid of them. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. MashaAllah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا ادھر کلام, دا ٹائٹل از تعلیم احتراز از عشق مجاز. تعلیم احتراز از عشق مجاز. محبت بڑھا کے نہ پٹ جائیے گا, محبت سے پہلے ہی ہٹ جائیے گا. محبت بڑھا کے نہ پٹ جائیے گا, محبت سے پہلے ہی ہٹ جائیے گا. نہ مانے تو پھر میر پچھتائیے گا, لہو اپنی آنکھوں سے برسائیے گا. محبت بڑھا کے نہ پٹ جائیے گا, محبت سے پہلے ہی ہٹ جائیے گا. کبھی آئیے گا کبھی جائیے گا, نہ لیکن کسی کل سکون پائیے گا. نہ مانے تو پھر میر پچھتائیے گا, لہو اپنی آنکھوں سے برسائیے گا. سوا غم کے ہرگز نہ کچھ پائیے گا, ستم مفت میں جان پر ڈھائیے گا. محبت سے پہلے ہی ہٹ جائیے گا. بلاخر چمن میں خزاں پائیے گا, مگر زندگی پھر کہاں لائیے گا. مگر زندگی پھر کہاں لائیے گا. یہ مانا کہ اس بت پہ مر جائیے گا, مگر میر مر کر کے کیا پائیے گا. یہ مانا کہ اس بت پہ مر جائیے گا, مگر میر مر کر کے کیا پائیے گا. کبھی حسن رفتار سے شرمائیے گا, ندامت سے اے میر گڑ جائیے گا. کبھی حسن رفتار سے شرمائیے گا, ندامت سے اے میر گڑ جائیے گا. یہ لب اور زلفے سیاہ اور چہرہ, خبر ہے کہاں سے کہاں جائیے گا. یہ لب اور زلفے سیاہ اور چہرہ, خبر ہے کہاں سے کہاں جائیے گا. محبت بڑھا کر نہ پٹ جائیے گا, محبت سے پہلے ہی ہٹ جائیے گا. نہ بن آئے گی لاکھ پچھتائیے گا, خود اپنے کیے کی سزا پائیے گا. نہ بن آئے گی لاکھ پچھتائیے گا, خود اپنے کیے کی سزا پائیے گا. نہ مانے تو پھر میر پچھتائیے گا, لہو اپنی آنکھوں سے برسائیے گا. کبھی آئیے گا کبھی جائیے گا, نہ لیکن کسی کل سکون پائیے گا. بلاخر چمن میں خزاں پائیے گا, مگر زندگی پھر کہاں لائیے گا. محبت بڑھا کے نہ پٹ جائیے گا, محبت سے پہلے ہی ہٹ جائیے گا.
This poem title تعلیم احتراز, the تعلیم, the teachings to stay away, as عشق مجاز, to stay away from infatuations, illicit love affairs, and advice, an educational program, how to stay away from illicit love affairs. محبت برہائے گے نپٹ جائے گا. Don't increase your love. Don't. Everyone comes in contact with strange women, some way or the other. Everyone. So don't make further strides. Don't increase it. You will be destroyed. You will get a good hiding. So wherever you got your secretary, you got your clients, you got people, pedestrians walking, you go to the bank, everywhere there are women. And so don't you increase your relationship with them. Otherwise you'll be destroyed. محبت سے پہلے ہی حد جائے گا. Before that stage comes, that some love can start. Some connection can start. Move away. Just do your work strictly. That is the ruling. Keep your gazes low. Just your work. Don't. You don't know where just that click can come. And then you get involved. Even on the phone. Don't speak sweet words, etc. She says something, you say, and suddenly something starts from there. So be on your guard. Don't increase these things. It will destroy you. نہ مانے تو پھر میر پچھتائے گا. And if you don't want to listen to me and you think this is just a small matter, these people are too narrow-minded and they just do, everything is haram and everything is najais. What's wrong? You turn akhlaq, good akhlaq. Speak to her, joke with her, smile with her. If you don't listen to me, then you will be sorry. Listen to what I've got to say. And how many people have suffered the consequence? And are continuously suffering. How many homes have been broken, are breaking up? Good, good people, whether it's ulama also, whether it's tablighis or Sufis, who didn't listen, and the houses start breaking up. And you lose all your enjoyment, everything. Lahu apne aankhon se barsayega. You will start shedding blood or tears of blood from your eyes. You'll be sorry, why I did this, why I got involved, where I went. And always at the beginning, Shaitan will make it very rosy and very nice. She will look so lovely and so nice, and she's the ideal woman in my life, etc. But afterwards, when he gets you involved, he shows you her true colors also. And now you are sorry, I had such a good wife, I got gold at home. What happened to me? How could I become so blind? Now you see that woman in her true colors and her true, no beauty also. Now you're here. First you thought, oh, she's so beautiful, so sweet she is, so kind. My wife doesn't speak to me like that. My wife is not so sweet like this. And then the true colors, then you'll be sorry. And you'll cry tears of blood. But now it's gone too late. Kabhi aayega, kabhi jayega. Sometimes you are going to her, she's coming, you making calls, she's a relationship now. Hot wheel, middle of the night also you are busy, and all the time you are driving also, and when you see her number, oh, it's out of the world. And she's keeping a relation with you, you keeping a relationship. Na lekin kisi ghal sukoon paayega. Not for a single second will you find peace. I get caught out by my wife. I'll get caught out by this person. This will happen. I may be now caught with AIDS. I may be caught with HIV now. All the time you'll be parishan. You went for it for enjoyment, but it is 100% opposite of enjoyment. Parishani. Just shaitan bluffs you that there is enjoyment. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having an affair. I've fallen in love. And it's just different. My life is different. But you won't find peace one moment also. Siwai gham ke hargiz na kuch paayega. Besides a sorrow, you won't get anything else. In haram, how can there be happiness? You leave your biryani on the table and you go and eat stool in the toilet. Allah gave you halal, your wife. You leave her alone and you go and eat filth and dirt outside. Then how can you find peace? You'll never ever find peace. Sita muft mein jaan. And people will swear you. Everyone will be talking of you. He did this. The in-laws, what he did to my daughter. They will go and talk to everyone, will be talking bad about you everywhere because of your evil, what you had done. Bil akhir chaman mein khizaf aayega. Finally, he will find in that beautiful garden, autumn has come in. When it was spring, when it was summer, beautiful, the greenery, the flowers, the water, the features, everything. But now autumn has come. Your life is now, you have destroyed yourself. You have brought the autumn into your life. Magar zindagi phir kahan laayega? Where are you going to get your life? You are gone now. You are finished. You destroyed. Your respect is gone. Your honor is gone. Everything is gone. Many times your money is gone. Your health is gone. Where are you going to bring life back to you again? Ye maana ke is but par mar jayega. What you say? I'll die for this idol. I'll give my... How many people? We had experiences of people. Cases came to us that they just want to get rid of the wife. That is the woman I must be. And everything. So all this, you just want to give your life on that woman. Shaitan, he just mesmerizes you. And he puts it in front of your eyes. That is a very good woman. That relation is very good. What I'm wasting my time with this woman, this old hag here. She got nothing to offer me. Everything is there. Shaitan is bluffing you. Magar umir mar karke kya paayega? Finally, you're going to die. And in your qabr, all your gunas, what you're going to do? This all, affair and that, is like beautiful snakes. Many snakes have got beautiful designs. All the lines on them, the spots on them, very beautiful. So a stupid person say, the snake is beautiful. I'm going to sleep and embrace the snake and sleep at night with it. I'm going to put it around my neck and I'm going to sleep and hold the snake very tight and I'm going to sleep. You're going to kill yourself. That snake, one drop of poison, and what will in the qabr you will find out. But then it will. Then in the qabr there will be actual snakes also that will bite you all the time. Now where are you going? You wanted the snakes to enjoy with? Allah will give you your snakes in the qabr. And then what will happen? May Allah protect us all, inshallah. Kabhi husne rafta se sharmayega. All that beauty which you imagined was beauty, you will be sorry for it. And it will open up and you'll see there was no beauty. She was an old lady. Manal Rumi has written a story that the prince got married and the king now expecting he wants to become a grandfather. 1 year passed, 2 years, not becoming. What's wrong? Why? My daughter-in-law not conceiving. I want a child. I want to be a grandfather. He told his people, ministers, check up. They found out that there was an old 80-year-old lady who made some jadu on this prince, and he got involved with her, whole day spending there. Old 80-year-old whose teeth have fallen out, one, two long yellow teeth, her cheeks are gone in, temples are gone in, ugly, filthy. But Shaitan made her look so beautiful to him. And what has she got to her offer? Not even matchsticks she had. Nothing she has got, and he's spending all his time with her. Then they made effort, they took off the jadu. Then he saw now who she was and how sorry he was. Prince, handsome young man, with all the money he's got, the king, the respect and honor. And where I went and what I did with this old lady, I wasted my time. Like this, Shaitan mesmerizes us. And he gets us involved, and unbelievable who gets involved with who. Your wonderful, beautiful wife you got. Woman of respectable family, everything. Yeah, you got involved with the maid. You made her pregnant also. And now you're getting rid of her in a zulm way also. And you just chase her away. Then they come and take revenge. And we say they didn't steal anything. They just came and they killed the person. It's all our own doings. What is happening? We mustn't try and sweep it under the carpet and make as though these things are not happening. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will pay. Na maane to karke dekh. If you don't believe, do, and you'll see. You'll have to pay for it. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane to marke dekh. So Allah save us, inshallah, from all this. Nadamat se emir gir jayega. In sorrow, you will fall. You won't be able to stand up against such sorrow. You won't be able to show your face also anywhere. Ye lab o zulf siya aur chehra. This red, red lips with all the lipstick and this black hair, the zulf, the locks of the hair and the beautiful face with all the makeup. Khabar hai kahan se kahan jayega? Do you know where you, from where you will go where? Eh? Shaitan says, Hazrat says that Shaitan, if you have a rep who shows you a good sample, but when he delivers rotten things, opposite, terrible things he delivers. So Shaitan, he shows you the face, beautiful face, the locks in the hair, the lipstick, and the blush and everything. But he supplies you the dirtiest, ugliest part of the body. Then he makes you lose all your respect. That you got a mama, you got topi, khanka topi. He pulls it off your head also. And he gets you involved in the worst sin, in the lowest and the filthiest sin. Now he gets you involved there. Na ban aayegi laak pachtaayega. Now you can, million times you can be sorrowful. You won't be able to cover up and undo this again. You can make tawbah, you can come. But what you have done, and Hazrat says, people who do this, they don't get that close relationship with Allah ever also. They are deprived of that. Khud apne kiye ki saza paayega. You'll only be paid of your own evil. It's not no zulm on you. You did this and you will get the return of it. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand and save ourselves from these terrible sins. And these are great, great lessons of Hadrat. May Allah, we take it to heart. And if we think, and if we can't become immediately, we can't turn over, but we work in that, make dua, make effort, ask, what must I do? I mean, admit your fault. And this is not like the confession by a Christian priest. That is, you confess your sin, he's not going to give you islah and remedy. You just confess and he forgives you. Not Allah forgives you, the priest forgives you. Okay, your sin is forgiven. And of course, you must pay him, give him a good, make him happy. So he forgives you from the bottom of his heart also. If you just like that dry forgiveness, then on top, then that is just dry also. He won't forgive you properly. This is not that you are confessing your sin, you are taking remedy. You got a boil on the awkward part of your body, you say, how can I show doctor my boil? But if you have a doctor has to see it, he has to see it. And then he can treat it. So if you, when you have to, then confess in the sense that, I'm not that I committed the sin, I've got this weakness in me. Show me the remedy for it. And wallah, a person who is sincere, and the barakat of this path, khanka path, whatever your sheikh will prescribe for you, Allah will put your remedy in there. Whatever medicine he will, and you follow it sincerely, Allah will give you your cure in that. And you will get cured. And anyone who gets cured from a physical illness also, how nice he feels. Your 4 or 5 arteries are blocked. You're getting tired. You can't even walk a little distance. And you are feeling down all the time, weak all the time. They did your operation. You went through a little more harder time after the operation. But now when you're all right, you're climbing stairs again. You're running again. Everything came back. So spiritual diseases also, get shifa from them, and you will see our spiritual life, how it will become, inshallah. Is it better running? 1 second.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے، سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے، لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے، خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، شان نئی سبحان اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو، عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو، کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو، عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو، غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو، نشائش کے الہی یارو، نشائش کے الہی یارو، چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے، جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے، جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جوں ہی صحابہ نے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تیغ حکم خدا کو رکھیں اپنی گردن پر ہم بھی، راہ حق میں اپنی ہتھیلی پر لے جائے سر ہم بھی، مثل علی کے حملہ کر دیں، مثل علی کے حملہ کر دیں، نفس کے خیبر پر ہم بھی، راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دیں، راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دیں، ہم بھی پڑھ کر بسم اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اپنے رب سے غافل ہو کر اپنی عمر گوا بیٹھے، بھول کے اپنے مولا کو ہم دل غیروں سے لگا بیٹھے، بھول کے اپنے مولا کو ہم دل غیروں سے لگا بیٹھے، خالق دل سے ناتا ٹوٹا دل کا چین لٹا بیٹھے، چین کہیں ہے عشق بتا میں، چین کہیں ہے عشق بتا میں، توبہ توبہ معاذ اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں، عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے سارے وہ خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں، پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں، رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ، دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
Tomorrow after Fajr also there will be a program, inshallah, short program. And it's Tahajjud time finishes about 5:13. If we can try and make Tahajjud, it creates an environment and a lot of change will come, inshallah. And then after Ishraq, then you can take your rest again, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا، وإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم اجعل حبك هب الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك أوقف الأشياء عندنا، واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أكررت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأكرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والهج، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك، واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خوين العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم أخلصنا بخالصة ذكر الدار. اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصة لوجهك، ولا تجعل فيها حظا لغيرك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أسألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا، لا سيما لشيخنا، ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء من والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.